Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. Is here by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, for the purpose of reviving the lost spiritual consciousness within us. Krishna consciousness is the natural state of consciousness for all living beings. But it is temporarily covered by forgetfulness of our true identity in relationship with God. That forgetfulness is the power of Mahamaya. Although we can never be separated from Krishna, we are separated only by that illusion of forgetfulness. If you are a wealthy man or woman and you are having a dream that you are in poverty, you're not actually in poverty. But it's as good as if you are, because you have forgotten your fortune. So Mahamaya creates like a dream, where the eternal soul, which is full of knowledge and full of bliss, the soul which is an eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has fallen under the spell of this dream, where we think we're this body. We're thinking that what is in relation to the body is mine. We identify with the temporary pleasures and pains of this material existence. Material existence is real. It is the energy of the Lord. This body is real. The dream is we are identifying ourselves as the body. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, has come in this age of Kali Yuga for the purpose of waking us from this dream. Jeev jago, Gaura Chandra bole. Kotha nidra jayo maya, kotha nidra. This is his message, that wake up, sleeping souls. You are sleeping in the lap of Maya. Wake up to your true glory, to your true inheritance as an eternal, happy lover of God. We are all searching for happiness because it is our nature to be happy. We are all searching for love because it is our nature to love. What is real love? Who is Krishna, the supreme most attractive Lord of everyone's heart? Krishna comes to this world again and again to display his pastimes, his beautiful form, his all-merciful personality, just to remind us of what is really a value in life. What is real? In this song by Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he is giving us the inspiration to understand how to live in this stormy climate of Kali Yuga. Bhaktivinoda Thakur identifies that Kali is a dog-like personality. But not only that, a menace dog-like personality. This is not a joke. This is serious. Have you ever been attacked by a dog that has rabies? I have experience. I was bitten as well, and I had to get 10 injections in my stomach with big needles like this. This was in Vrindavan, so obviously it was Radharani's special mercy. But Kali is here compared to a mad, menacing, rabid dog. When they bark, they create fear. And when they bite, they cause pain, disease, madness, and death. I remember when I was bit by that dog, I just so let it be. But I went to one temple, Gopijana Vallabha, and a few babas and sadhus that were there, they saw my leg was bleeding. This was hours and hours after the dog bit me. They said, "What happened?" I said, "I was bit by dog." They said, "You must get injections." I said, "No, no, why should I get injections? It will go away." They said, "These dogs have rabies. Doesn't go away. Rabies will kill you." I said, "Well, very good. I will die in Vrindavan." They said, "No, it's not very good, because rabies makes you become completely mad. First you go mad, you go crazy, then you die. And when you're mad, it's very, very difficult to remember Krishna. So you should get the injections." So on their order, I got injections. But I did learn something about what happens when you get bit by a rabid dog. You become mad. You become mad and you gradually die. Hare Krishna. So this rabid, menacing dog of Kali is biting the whole human population. And therefore people have become mad. Madness. Srila Prabhupada, he wrote that simple book, Who is Crazy? The materialists think that the spiritualists are crazy, and the devotees think that the materialists are crazy. Yani Shasarva Bhutanam. Gita says that the materialist, what is his night is day for the transcendentalist, and what is night for the transcendentalist is day for a devotee. I mean, for a materialist. We are sleeping to egoistic, selfish pursuits, and we're awake to the devotional service of the Lord. And materialistic persons are sleeping to the devotional service of the Lord and very, very awake to their fruitive activities. Madness. When we think we're something or someone we're not, that is madness. To think we're this body, to forget our real spiritual identity and our spiritual heritage is madness. It is crazy. It's not a funny thing to be mad and dying with rabies. It's very serious. Therefore, paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. Krishna comes to this world again and again because he knows we're in a serious predicament. And in this age of Kali, Krishna has to come in a very, very merciful form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. because we are all suffering under the bite of the menace dog of Kali. People are foaming at the mouth symbolically, struggling for economic development, struggling for sense gratification. Actually, people really work hard to enjoy their senses. It's hard work. They toil and suffer. And then old age, disease, and death. So many frustrations, so many disappointments. And the more we expect something good to happen, the more we have to suffer, because inevitably we're disappointed in due course of time. That is the condition of Kali. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes with the antidote. He comes with the injection, the medicinal serum for the rabies-like disease caused by the bite of the dog of Kali. And what is that medicine? The chanting of the holy name. We don't take it. This disease is so deep. It's not that we just take it for 10 days. We have to take it every day. But the difference between the injection and the holy name is the holy name is so pleasing. Enechi asadi maya nashibaro lagi. Harinam mahamantra lao tumi magi. I have brought the medicine that will cure your essential illness of ignorance. What is that medicine? Lord Chaitanya declares, Harinam Sankirtan. Kevala Ananda Bhakt. Kevala Ananda Kanda. It is simply joyful. We like to sing. We like to dance. Just make Krishna's pleasure and Krishna's name the object, the medium. And our life becomes purified. Perfect. Brajendra Nandana Jay Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nitai. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, has appeared as the son of Sachi Devi. And Sri Balaramji has appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. This is the supreme good news in this age of Kali. Kaler dosani de rajan asti heka mahanguna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha parampuja. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. So many problems. When we see horrible violence, when we see the adi-atmaka, adi-daivaka, adi-bhotaka, droughts, earthquakes, wars, crime, mental illness, disease, it's not a surprise. It is the season for all of these things. Just like now it is the monsoon. Are you shocked when it rains in the month of August? Here in Bombay, you expect it. Even if it causes some inconvenience, you prepare for it. And fix your roof very nicely so it doesn't get in. You keep an umbrella on hand. You're prepared. It's no surprise. It is the season of quarrel and hypocrisy. It is the season of your religion. It is the season of greed, anger, lust, pride, envy, illusion. That is what Kali Yuga means. It is a season where this menacing rabic dog of Kali is king. He's sitting on the throne of the world and he's ruling. But in this age of Kali, there's one benediction. That Krishna has descended in his beautiful golden form to give the medicine to everyone and anyone who will simply accept it. The chanting of the holy names, the association of his devotees, the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nasta praesya bhadreshu nityam bhagavati sevaya bhagavati uttamasloke. The Bhagavatam has the potency to clean the heart, to establish pure devotional service once again. Srinvatam sukata krishna punya sravana kirtan. These limbs of bhakti, hearing Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, chanting the holy names, worshipping Tulsi, going on pilgrimage to the holy places and associating with devotees, they are so powerful. They can counteract the effects of Kali. Therefore, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the great rishis, they honor and worship Kali Yuga as the best of all ages. Because the supreme perfection of love of God is given so easily in this age. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatirangyata. In the age of Kali, the only medicine that can bring about supreme liberation is the name of Hari. The Lord has distributed it. He declared himself to be a fruit vendor with the fruits of prema bhakti. One fruit, he said, will completely satisfy whoever eats it for the rest of eternity. What fruit that is! Even if you get the best ripe mango from Varanasi, it might satisfy you to some extent. But it doesn't satisfy your troubled mind or your aching heart. It just satisfies your senses. And then it's gone. And then you want another one. Yes? But this fruit, the fruit of Krishna Prem, one fruit is so sweet, it completely satisfies all the heart's desires for all of eternity. Just taste this fruit. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was canvassing, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu was dispatched to beg people to accept this fruit of love of God. Even if they didn't want it, he would pursue them. Jagai and Madai did not want the fruit of love of God. They wanted alcoholic, intoxicating beverages. They wanted illicit sex. They wanted eating meat and blood of animals. That's what they wanted. When Nityananda Prabhu invited them to take the holy name, to take the fruit of love of God, they attacked to kill him. This is Lord Balaram himself, the all-powerful Supreme Lord. He could have burned to ashes these two dacoits by his glance. But instead, he once again pleaded with them to take this fruit of love of God. The only price is just your faith that Krishna is none different than his name. And after some days, Jagai and Madhai were dancing in ecstatic love in kirtan, with tears flowing from their eyes, in the association of devotees, completely repentant of all their sins, chanting the holy name.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Rupa Goswami prayed Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha. It's very difficult to give up this bodily conception of life. We read Srimad Bhagavad Gita and we understand Najayate Mriyate Kavadachi, that the soul is immortal, it is beyond birth and death. We are not this body. The three modes of material nature are influencing us so strongly since time immemorial that we can't give up this bodily conception despite so much intellectual understanding. Because of habit. We discussed this subject of habit last night. We want to develop good habits. Prahlad Maharaj told his friends, Komara Acharit Pragyo, that from the very beginning of childhood, the parents should start teaching the children good habits. By association. Srila Prabhupada, he praised the kindness of his father, Gaur Mohan Day. When he was just a very small child, his father gave him deities of Radha Govinda to worship. Srila Prabhupada explained, they were my play deities. Because a little boy doesn't know worship, he knows to play, yes? So Prabhupada was playing with the deities. But that impression, seeing his father's devotion to the deities, seeing his father every morning with his mother performing Mangalarti, making offerings, it made a deep impression in his heart. And he said later on, after he met his spiritual master, the same play deities became his worshipable deities in life. Because that impression, that habit to think of Krishna, to want to please Krishna, to want to be with Krishna, was there. But today, people are so much habituated to thinking by acquisition and enjoyment we will be happy. But actually, by service, by loving service, we can be happy. But somehow or other, like the fly caught in the web of a spider, we are caught in this web of illusion of Maya Devi. And it's very difficult to get out. Therefore, Rupa Goswami explains how Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent and merciful of all incarnations. Why? Because he's giving love of Krishna freely. Krishna taught in Bhagavad Gita what is the goal of life. Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. To surrender him. Abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to me. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Offer your homage unto me. You will come to me without fail. This is what Krishna taught. But in Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, only the most intimate, purified souls who absolutely surrendered in previous lives were allowed to participate in his Leela, along with his eternal associates. But Lord Chaitanya is Krishna who has come again to open the doors of Vrindavan and invite everyone and anyone, come. in Navadweep, Sachi Mata, the mother of Lord Chaitanya. One morning, she approached her darling son, Nimai. Nimai, I'm very confused. Last night, I had a dream. I want to inquire from you of what is the meaning of this dream. Oh, mother, please tell me, what was your dream? She said, at the very end of the night, I dreamed that yourself and Nityananda were in the form of 2 5-year-old boys. You were playing in the house and fighting with one another. Then you both entered into the temple of the deities. Nityananda came out with the deity of Krishna in his hands, and you came with the deity of Balaram. Krishna and Balaram began to speak. Who are you? What are you doing, you cheaters, you imposters? Get out of here. Don't you know? This is our temple. This is our house. This is our yogurt, butter, and ghee. Then I heard Nityananda speak. Krishna Balaram said, if we tie you up and kick you out of this place, nobody will blame us at all. Then Nityananda Prabhu replied, the time is gone. The time is gone for you two brothers. You are no longer cowherd boys. You have now appeared as Brahmins. All this plundering of yogurt and butter and ghee will no longer be. Now, if you don't get out of this place and accept my Lord as your master, then you will perish. There's no longer any place for this stealing of butter and yogurt and ghee. Balaramji and Krishna said, you imposters, we will tie you up. We will punish you. Then Balaram explained, my Krishna has ordered me that if you don't obey, you will be punished. And Nityananda Prabhu replied, I have no fear for your Krishna, because my Lord and Master is Vishvambar Gauranga. Sachi Mata explained. Then Krishna Balaram were taking the yogurt and the sweetmeats and sandesh right out of Lord Chaitanya's hands, and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were stealing from their hands, and they were fighting. That not only taking from their hands, they were taking out of each other's mouths and putting it in their own mouths. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu cried out, Sachi Mata, Sachi Mata, my mother, please feed me, I am hungry. Can you explain to me the meaning of this dream? Lord Chaitanya said, this is a very wonderful dream. It has answered a question that has been in my heart. Now I can understand that our deities, that the Supreme Lord has actually appeared in our house as the deities. And that when I make the offerings and I come to get the plate and there's even less than half left, I understand that the deities are eating it. Previously, I was suspecting that your daughter-in-law was responsible. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, she was actually listening from the other room and smiling as the Lord was accusing her of stealing the boga. Then Lord Chaitanya said, I will bring Nityananda for you to cook for. So Sachimata became very happy. She went in the kitchen and started gathering ingredients and making preparations. Lord Chaitanya went to Srivas Thakur's house where Nityananda Prabhu was residing. He said, please come, Sachimata is cooking for you. But please do not misbehave. Nityananda Prabhu said, I never misbehave. Only madmen misbehave. You only think I misbehave because you think I'm like you. In this way, they were laughing and joking. They came to the home. They sat down. Gadadhar Pandit and other friends were present. And Sachimata made a very, very wonderful feast in her pure motherly love. There were three courses. She first brought in the first course. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda sat there eating it. She went back into the kitchen to bring other preparations, but when she came back, she saw that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda had transformed. They were both five-year-old children. One had a dark complexion like the monsoon rain cloud. The other had a brilliant white complexion. Each of them had four arms holding a conch shell, a lotus flower, a disc, and a club. One of them had Kastuba Mani, and a peacock feather adorning his head. And that beautiful dark form she saw her daughter-in-law sitting upon his chest. When Sachimata saw this, and then the vision disappeared, in ecstatic love, she just gasped and fell to the ground. Her entire sari was soaked with her tears of love. Lord Chaitanya quickly got up, washed his hands, and with his own hands lifted his mother and asked her, please tell me, what happened? Sachi Devi, without saying a word, entered into her private room and wept in ecstatic love. Meanwhile, Ishan, her servant, he picked up all the plates and all the prasad that was dropped on the floor by Sachi. He personally ate the remnants that she dropped on the floor. No one can ever calculate the good fortune of Ishan, who was Sachimata's personal servant. He would witness these exhibitions of ecstatic loving pastimes every moment of every day. It is said that anyone who hears this pastime will be free of all sins. That is the power of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Krishna has come in a beautiful golden complexion to give us the highest revelations of spiritual life in the lowest age of Kali Yuga. There are so many problems. And according to the Holy Scriptures, and we can witness it, things keep getting worse in Kali unless we counteract it with self-realization. So many problems. Imminent wars, terrorism, earthquakes, droughts, floods, incurable diseases. AIDS, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, hepatitis, Alzheimer's diseases, so many sufferings, and so much conflict, divorce, brothers and brothers can't even get along. Hatred between races, between religions. It's a very difficult season. The United States of America, which Srila Prabhupada dearly loved, because he considered thousands of American people actually came forward to help him spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. He went there alone with nothing. And the disciples that came forward gave their lives and souls, renounced all their luxuries and opulences to help him. Incredible. In Prabhupada's last days, he actually was crying and thanking America and the American people for all that they have done to help him in his mission. He chose to go to America because it is the most influential country in the world. People, whether they hate America or love America, they follow America. That is the season of the contemporary condition of the world. But let us just analyze some of the things that go on in America from the point of view of karma. According to the Bible, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. For every action, there is an equal corresponding reaction. It is the law of nature. The Vedas describe the law of karma as the invincible laws of God. You cannot escape the reactions of what you do unless you surrender to God. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshaye shimasuja. If you surrender to Krishna, he will relieve you personally of sinful reactions. There's no fear. Otherwise, we have to accept our karmic reactions individually and collectively. We wonder why there's so many problems. So much suffering, so much violence, so much disease, so much unhappiness. Of course, everyone according to their particular position in society should be working very, very hard to try to create a peaceful climate where people can pursue happiness. But we must also be aware that if massive sinful activities are going on, there's going to be reactions. In the year 2002, In the United States alone, 35.7 million cows and bulls were slaughtered. Recently, we were in Nasik for Kumbh Mela. In Nasik, there is a mountain, Brahmagiri, which is the place where the Godavari River first comes to this world. Actually, the rishis and the rishis and devas, they really wanted the river Ganga to come down to the earth in that place. But it's not an easy thing. Only a very, very elevated person could attract the Ganga to come down. So there was only one person who could do it. And that was Gautam Rishi, whose ashram was on top of that mountain. Gautam Rishi, he would perform his bhakti and his meditation. And he was self-sufficient. He would just go out and plant some seeds in the morning, and by the afternoon, there was a full crop. He would use it to sustain his body and for his yajnas. That was his power. So one of the devas took the form of a cow, very mischievous cow, came in and ate the whole crop. So Gautam Rishi had nothing to eat and nothing for his yajna. The next day he again saw the cow. So he just picked up a piece of grass. He just wanted to very gently chase the cow away. He just said, go, 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 threw the grass at the cow. The grass hit the cow and the cow died. It was a conspiracy. Gohatya, he's just committed the mortal sin of killing a cow. This is horrible. He understood he had to attend, he had to atone for this ghastly offense. Kill a cow? So he was told the only way possible that you can be purified of this sin of killing a cow is you have to bathe in the Ganges. But the problem is the Ganges didn't flow on earth. So he performed tapasya in prayer and devotion and actually brought Ganga to that place where she took the name Godavari and flows, purifying all the land. It was on the banks of Godavari that Lord Chaitanya and Sri Ramananda Rai discussed the most confidential topics of spiritual truths, which culminate in the ecstatic love of Sri Radha for Krishna. So we can get an understanding from this story what a serious offense it is to kill a cow. What dastardly karmic reactions will come. And here's just one nation. 35.7 million cows and bulls in one year. And do you want to know something? The largest exporter of that commodity in the world is India. We can expect reactions to that. In fact, they are unavoidable. In America, in 2002, 1.5 million innocent little baby calves. 100.3 million hogs. And 3.29 million sheep. The average American, this is statistic, my friends, the average American in 1 year eats 235 pounds of meat. With every little bit of suffering of every animal, there is karma that must come back. The United States had six major wars they fought. The first war was the Revolutionary War. See, they didn't have Mahatma Gandhi to do peaceful revolutions to get free of the British. Americans are not like that. They just declared war, Declaration of Independence. In the Revolutionary War, 4,435 American soldiers died. That was a major loss. And then there was the Civil War, which was the largest casualties of any war in America. The Civil War was the Americans were ideologically cut in half over various economic issues and the issue of slavery. The President Abraham Lincoln of the North abolished slavery, considered it cruel, inhuman, and against the Constitution of America. And the people of the southern states, they were growing their cotton, and they needed the slaves. Otherwise, they couldn't do their work. So there were millions of slaves that they imported from Africa. So the President of the United States, we are one country, no more slavery. And there were also economic considerations that were going on. So the southern half of America declared independence from the northern half, and there was a war. Americans fighting Americans. Sometimes a family, one brother lives in the north, one brother lives in the south, and there are many stories where they actually met each other on the battlefield and either kill or be killed. It's a horrible war. Families in the north and south became enemies because of these political ideological and 32 soldiers were killed. Then there was World War I. 116,708 soldiers were killed. And then what they called the war that ends all wars, World War II. 407,316 American soldiers were killed. But it didn't end all wars, because a few years later there was a Korean War where 25,604 soldiers were killed. And then there was the Vietnam War, which lasted years and years and years, tore the country apart. 58,168 soldiers were officially killed. In all the wars in the history of America, there was 1,106,628 soldiers killed. Is that tragedy? Yes. But let us see it from another perspective, of an even greater tragedy. Since 1973, that means 30 years, 40 million babies were killed through abortion in America alone. 4,000 deaths a day for the last 30 years in the United States of America. Through abortion, 40 times the amount of deaths than all the wars in their history. It doesn't really matter which side you are politically in your ideologies of pro-choice or pro-life. The fact is, whatever you decide, the karma is exactly the same. It is the laws of nature. Abortion is such a low thing that previous to the age of Kali, even the most horrible demons would not consider it. We were discussing on Janmashtami about Kamsa. Kamsa was a wicked person. He was sending Putana to kill babies, and she killed thousands of them. He would personally kill Devaki's babies as soon as they came out of the womb, but he would not perform an abortion. Why he waited them to come out? He could have killed them within, because that is below the dignity of Kamsa. Hare Krishna. But today, it has become socially acceptable. Not only socially acceptable, but leaders in society promote it. In some countries, they will even give you benedictions and special gifts and prizes if you do it. In the name of family planning, or in the name of population control. But it doesn't matter what name you use or what political party you belong to and what your opinion is. The reality is the karma is the same. It's murder. And there must be a horrible reaction. What to speak of all the illicit sex and all the intoxication and all the gambling and all the cheating, which is not only legal but socially acceptable and popular. There must be reaction. So with all these things going on, it's not a surprise that crazy people are doing crazy things. Just like Srila Prabhupada. He told us that if you leave the kitchen a mess, then you're actually sending an invitation to the cockroaches to come. Yes? If you leave any place a mess, you're sending an invitation to the rats and the cockroaches, please come, be my guest. Rats and cockroaches simply do not like clean places. There's nothing for them to do. They like dirty, filthy places. They like places where neglect of proper godly cleanliness is taking place. And in those dirty places, in that environment, they not only thrive, but they multiply. Yes? So our society, if it is an environment where we are neglecting moral principles, if it is an environment filled with the filth of all kinds of immoral, irreligious activities, as we are speaking of, killing innocent animals, killing innocent children, neither the animal or the child has any possibility of defending itself. This million people killed in wars, they had weapons. They were prepared to fight. They were defending themselves in competition and killed. But these 40 million and these tens of millions of innocent children of God, they had no choice. They had no hope. They had no defense. In such an environment, the cockroaches of demoniac mentality, of greed and anger and pride, of terrorists, of dictators, of criminals, of dacoits, they thrive, they multiply, and they flourish. So Srila Prabhupada, quoting from Bhagavad Gita, explains, what is the peace formula? Yes, on the external, superficial level, we have to have good law enforcement. We have to have good security. It is necessary. But to actually go to the root of the cause of the disease, Bhagavad Gita declares, Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvalokameheshwaram suradam sarvabhutanam yatvamam shantim richchati. If you want peace, individually and collectively, accept that Krishna is the supreme object and enjoyer of everything, all sacrifice. That Krishna is the proprietor of everything that exists and everything should be used according to his will. And that Krishna is the best well-wishing friend. We will find our shelter. We will find our relief. We will find our hope in his mercy. When we apply these principles individually and collectively, we can actually experience eternal, true peace. And that is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the world to give us. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. The supreme absolute truth, Krishna, appears in many incarnations again and again and again to annihilate the miscreants, to re-establish the principles of religion, and to protect his devotees. But in the age of Kali, he comes when things are worst, which things that were unthinkable in previous ages, when things only people like Hiranyakashipu and Ravana would do, are being done by respectable people in society. Intoxication, eating meat, illicit sex, these are things that only demons would do. But now, common man. Human beings are all essentially good, but due to association, they fall under these feverish habits. This is the wonderful opportunity we all have to play our part in this world with sincere compassion and concern for everyone. People are suffering. People are suffering a lot. To teach people how to live in harmony with the laws of God. When Srila Prabhupada went to the West and said, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat eating, people were shocked. The reason he did not compromise is because he loved them. He had sincere, pure, unmotivated love for them. He wanted to help them. He wanted to save them. Let us clean the environment. Then the cockroaches, they will starve. They won't be attracted to come. They won't be able to procreate because they have no strength. Arrivo. So let us live as good examples. Living pure moral lives in the spirit of servitude. Not wanting to exploit, control, or enjoy others, but with the desire to serve every living being. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one beautiful song, explains the essence of all religion is to show compassion to the suffering souls. That's the essence of religion, to show compassion. That is the most direct means by which Krishna will be pleased by our efforts if we are living as compassionate servants to every living being. And what is the greatest compassion we can offer in our lives, individually and together? To give an example. It's the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. If we could live true without hypocrisy, it will have tremendous power to affect people's lives. By giving Srila Prabhupada's books, which teaches people how to live in harmony with God, to have wonderful temples where people can come and be inspired to transform their lives. In other words, to help Lord Chaitanya distribute these nectarine fruits of love of God to the spiritually starving people of this world. That is the greatest compassion we can do. Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Guru Maharaj, how unprecedented was his willingness to be an instrument of that compassion in this world. He traveled around the planet between 13 and 14 times, just distributing to everyone and anyone these fruits of love of God. How did he distribute? The way Lord Chaitanya did. You can accept the fruit of love of God by wholeheartedly accepting the nectar of the holy name. Haridas Thakur explained to an assembly of scholars that the result of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is our innate ecstatic love of God is awakened. Our compassionate nature is fully developed. Our love for every living being becomes our nature. Our habit is to glorify God and to serve others. Even liberation, mukti, is an insignificant byproduct of the chanting of Hare Krishna. The real goal is Krishna prema. Haridas Thakur was willing to be beaten in 22 marketplaces, gladly, to give compassion to the fallen souls by inducing them to chant the holy names. Srila Prabhupada underwent heart attacks, paralysis, strokes, poverty, so many difficulties. Happily, to be an instrument of Lord Chaitanya's compassion, because he had complete faith that if anyone sincerely and earnestly chants the name, they will become purified, they will become peaceful, and they can spread peace, love, and joy in the world. And we can all, according to our capacity, play our part in this wonderful mission of mercy. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes actually cry when he would see people enjoying sinful activities. They're happy, eating abominable things, drinking abominable things, holding beautiful bodies. They're happy. Prabhupada's crying. What tastes like nectar at the beginning will taste like poison in the end. Please, please take the name of Krishna. Become pure. Become happy. Prabhupada's simple instruction, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Everyone wants to be happy. And everyone, according to the modes of nature and the influences and the association that they're victimized by, they're all doing what they're doing with the hope of becoming happy. Whether they're Hitlers or Stalins, they're looking for happiness. And the karma of people actually gives strength to people with demoniac, gives strength and facility to people with demoniac propensities. So let us transcend and help others transcend ignorance with the light of knowledge. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. This is the ultimate knowledge, that the name of Krishna has descended from Goloka Vrindavan. Let us chant and make the world happy. Thank you very much. Now let us chant very loudly. The name of Krishna, when it is chanted by sincere devotees, has a very deep, profound, inconceivable, purifying effect wherever that sound vibration touches. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. One very amazing but sad reality. Is that the majority of people engaging in these immoral activities, they're not cruel. They're not bad people. They're simply ignorant of the reality of the modes, of the laws of karma. They're ignorant of the true spirit of compassion. But the majority are innocent. Innocent victims of the menace of the dog-like personality of Kali. Let us try to help them.